A woman, hear me. Let me make it plain. A woman, not a monster. Both her breasts made to suckle babes. Betrayed me. I, a woman also, young and ignorant, heavy with grief, my two eyes near washed away with weeping. I was so dull, so blind, only half alive, not seeing by what road, nor by what ship, not toward what place, nor to what end. You understand? I had the swooning sickness on the shifting ship. No need for her friends to bring their damnable drugged cup, and yet they brought it. And waking, I told you, I woke up in a grave. How many weeks? I know not. Many weeks. They let me go when they saw I was mad. They feared my eyes and loosed me, as boys might a mad dog which they had tortured. Up and down I went, through a foreign country, crossed everywhere by long, thin poplar lines like fingers of some ghastly skeleton hand, through sunlight and moonlight, pushed out from hell. Some charitable peasants gave me bread and Mary's image to wear around my neck. How heavy it seemed. A woman could be strangled with less weight. I threw it in a ditch to keep it clean. I did not need her protection. Brutal men were stopped short when they saw me. I must have had an awful look. I lived in a dream until my brain cleared, and I found myself on the road one evening. I, Marion Earle, myself alone. Undone. Facing a sunset low upon the flats, as if it were the finish of all time. The great red stone upon my grave, which angels were too weak to roll away. A miller's wife took me in and spent her pity on me, made me calm and merely very reasonably sad. She found me a servant's place in Paris. I was quiet as a beaten ass who, having fallen through overloads, stands up to let them charge her with another pack. My Parisian mistress was young and light. She was easy with me, not so much for kindness, but because she led such an easy life between her lover and her looking glass, scarce knowing which way she was praised the most. She felt so pretty and so pleased all day, she could not take the trouble to be cross. But sometimes, as I stopped to tie her shoe, she would tap me softly with her slender foot, still restless with last night's dancing, and say,
"Fie, pale face! Are you English all pale and silent?"
Then came an hour when all went otherwise.
"I think thou mockst me in my house. Confess thou will be a mother in a month."
I could not answer her. So that was the meaning, then. I had not realized in all my thoughts. Through all the cold, numb aching, through all the upbreak of the fountains of my heart, the reins had swelled too large. God could make mothers out of victims. Why not? He overgrows a grave with violets. I would be a mother in a month. I hoped it was not wicked to be glad. I wept and laughed.
Confess! Confess!
What was there to confess? Man's cruelty? This anguish? Or this ecstasy? This shame or this glory? She could not take it in. An acorn could sooner take in the sea. I left. The rest is here.